الله الرحمن الرحيم.
To place in the arsh of Allah something is a very great achievement. Some of the Buzhukhan Adin, when they asked what they would desire for, they did not ask for Jannat. They said, desire that should be under the arsh of Allah or Musalla. Just to look at Allah and just look. So just imagine an arsh of Allah. If Allah says there's a certain type of people will be given that place there, how much we must learn to, if we hear about it, how much we must try to become from among those. First he said a just ruler. A ruler should be just all the time, because there's no one above him beside Allah. He's only answerable Allah Ta'ala and no one else. So he's supposed to be just. That is why in the beginning of the era, the Muslims were very victorious and successful because of the just. Islam was at its peak. No matter which country they were fighting, they were always victorious because only one thing, because they were just. So how important it is that this, but if a person, Allah's landed upon a person who is not a just ruler. In a time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he was a Khalifa. And a case came against him, against the ruler. Can you do that today? Because there's no one just to it. It so happened that one armor of his was taken away by a Yahudi. Another Ali radiallahu anhu said that this thing belongs to me. However, the case came front. The judge was there. Another Ali radiallahu anhu says that the judge asked Hazrat Ali, who is the Khalifa of that time, who is the king of that time, the ruler of that time, which you can't do today that. He told him straight, where is your witness? He said, this is my witness, and another witness was his gulam. So the judge of that time said, your gulam I will not accept as a witness. He did not consider the thing, this is the ruler now, I will come under him. They knew this much, that everything will be just there. Not that when Ali radiallahu anhu came, that he got a special chair for him. Everyone was under one. What just there? However, the case was against Ali radiallahu anhu. And the Yahudi won the case. But look at the outcome of the winning the case day after what happened to the Yahudi. He won the case, but through that, he accepted Islam. Why? Because he knew it was not belonging to him. It was belonging to Ali radiallahu anhu. Yet Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu could say everything is mine. But whatever the decision made by the judge, he was prepared to accept, because according to him, that was a... That's why for so many years when Islam was ruled by the right rulers, they were so victorious that all the time they were so much of barakat everything. Because they followed Allah's law, Quran and Hadith. But as soon as they left the Quran and Hadith, and when the law of their own man-made law, that was time to decline. And what a decline to? In reality, the world should be ruled by the Muslims, not the non-Muslims. But we Muslims did not remain as Muslims, that we lost it. But at least we got one thing in us, our Iman and our Quran. That Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility upon Himself. Inna nahna zanna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have taken responsibility of it and we look after it too. If the whole world goes against the Quran, do Allah also remain Allah? And if Islam goes completely down to, then to Allah, that remains Allah. Islam will always remain, but we will not rule. A just ruler is very important. Likewise, the father of the house is a just ruler too. A company also. The head of the company is supposed to be just. So in every way, if a person is just, you find that there will be barakat in everything. First, a person who is a just ruler under the arsh of Allah, you get a place. Secondly, that person who is a young person, but he is very, very pious. Like that, everyone Allah loves. An old person, but a young person, when he's got all the means of doing the wrongs, he's got the strength, he's got the wealth, he's got the health to do all the wrongs he can do. Oh, my young brothers and sisters, if only can you listen to this when I'm saying. That if you want to do the wrongs, you can do all the wrongs. But listen to this, under the arsh of Allah, if you want to be there, that you have the means of doing all the wrongs, yet you do not do anything. There's no one to watch you, but you're still not doing the wrongs. Does not mean only the namaz, everything, or your whole way of life, that's called ibadah. Not only the namaz, namaz is one part of namaz, one ibadah also. Talking of that person who's young, but he is pious, fulfilling every command of Allah, he has the means of committing all kinds of sins, whether it's a girl or boy. All kinds of sins, his eyes he can commit a sin of, his ears he can commit a sin of, all kinds of sins he can commit. He's got all the means, but he does not do it. Allah Ta'ala loves that person so much, and the arsh of Allah, Allah give that person. Khuda kare kawa young boys and girls can listen to this and take a lesson from it. Because we are in an era at the moment now, it's full of fitna. We cannot talk to anyone today. Any kind of advice you can give, he just heard and forgotten. Kaash was dilnat ajala. Today we only listen to it, let it get stamped in our heart. Then only we become of that person, that kind, that this one statement that young person did of the arsh of Allah, it must stamp that inshallah you become one of them too. Thirdly, that person whose heart is in the masjid all the time. Whose heart is masjid, he can be busy in his business, carry on doing business all the time. Halal rozi, carry on doing halal rozi. By the time Adhan takes place, his heart in the masjid runs to the masjid. No matter how busy he is, he says that, who gave me this rozi? Who gave me this rozi? In this position I am, who gave me this? Those garaks, all that came, that customer all came, who sent them? Someone sent them here. There's so many shops there of all kinds. He left all the shops to come to your shop. Who sent their customers? If you don't even forget, you don't forget that. Then you say, I must go to the masjid. When he remembers you, then you must remember him also. So that person, although he is in his business, no matter how busy he is, engrossed, but his heart is with the masjid. That kind of person, Allah Ta'ala says, get arsh and the arsh Allah. Likewise, a person who gives sadaqah, he gives with his right hand, the left hand does not know about it too. He don't think about the moment he gives it to. You know, that Imam Hazrat, you know, when he gives anyone zakat or he gives sadaqah, he says, he should put in an envelope, this is your letter for you. Ya kafatya. Does not even want to belittle him too. Does not want to zakat or whatever he gave, aapka khat hai. This is your letter. So when we all sitting down, they think there's a letter been given. That this hand gave, this hand does not know about it. So how important it is that we should do whatever we do also, we do it for his pleasure, not knowing this hand does not know about it. But today when we give everything, we want to know others to know about it. So if you want others to know about it, then all the good things that you will be left in this world, not there. Allah Ta'ala will tell you there. You did it not for my sake. You gave all the charity you gave, but you wanted people to say shabash. You got it from them, now don't come to me now. Allah Mari Father. That's why always adjust our intentions. Oh Allah, I'm doing for your pleasure. Oh Allah, I'm doing for your pleasure. Also this he says to among the seven people. Is that person who in his seclusion too, he does not commit any kind of sins. To remain alone and no one looking at you, at that time to stay, remain pure is very difficult. When you're amongst the people, there's possibility that you may keep away from sins because of the people. But now when you're alone, no one with you, at that time to stay pure is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Especially with these apps that we got nowadays. It misleads you completely, no matter how pious you may be. No matter how pious you may be, no matter how much Quran you read into. But when you're alone, at that time to stay pure, your mind is pure. I won't forget one incident of a lady. Very old lady, and supposed to be very pious. She was very pious. And all the women should come and meet her. And she was just passing away, and they told her, and she was given advice to them. He said, they give advice. Remember, do not stay. Always get married. He said, I'm giving my own incident, she said, my own experience. I'm in the house here, I'm old. I did not get married, but I see the person walking outside, the guard walking outside. The guard is walking outside. My heart is going toward that person. So to stay, remain pure at the time when you're alone. When the wife is sleeping and you are alone in the other room. Or your family is gone somewhere and you're alone. And that time to be pure, only Allah can keep you pure. That you remember that. Otherwise, with the acts and what are things happening, but the heart, if nothing else but your heart will think all the wrong things. All kind of wrong things will come into your heart. So that person at that occasion keeps himself as pure as possible. Allah gave him questions. And the last one is a time a person is invited by a very beautiful woman. A very beautiful woman inviting him to fulfill her desires. And at that time he only says one thing. I fear Allah. I fear Allah. And does not go near it. If we can only take this lesson of this few things I mentioned today. My dear friends, our zindagi can become a jannat in this world. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah Ta'ala amal kanik tawfiq nasifun. Allahu da'wah. الحمد لله رب العالمين عاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ربنا إننا نورنا وفقنا إنك على الشيء اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.